I'm Jared Wadley. As summer comes to an end, children will begin preparing for school. The carefree days of swimming, vacation, and extra hours of staying in bed are replaced with classes, homework, and bedtime. University of Michigan expert Pamela Davis-Keene said it's important that parents help their children to positively adjust to the new school year for achievement.
Kids going into either elementary or middle school need to feel that their parents are supportive of the school and going to school. A lot of them have apprehension. For example, if they feel like they're not good at something, could be sports, academics. And parents' role is really there just to support them. And if there is issues regarding academics, to find possible solutions, which could involve extra tutoring. For sports, it's trying different things. Some kids are good at group sports and some kids are good at individual sports. So you might do tennis versus basketball or something to find that the kids themselves feel confident at doing.
Parents must balance setting rules, boundaries, and routines while allowing their children to maintain autonomy.
So as kids transition, especially between elementary school and middle school, it's a big change time. It's a change in the way the schools are done. It's also a time of which parent-child relationships begin to change. And parents need to give kids more autonomy, but at the same time, structure rules that the kids can understand. Sometimes this has to do with the use of phones. It has to do with when you're going to pick them up at school. Kids at this age, around 12 or 13, start staying at home by themselves, so rules related to being at home. The parents still need to be a very strong factor in the home environment, and those kids do the best when they know what their parents expect out of them and what their behavior should be.
Davis-Keene notes that the transition for children entering middle school can be challenging for the entire family.
Parents are in elementary school. There's lots of opportunities to be involved in the schools and the classrooms. This becomes less as they transition into junior high and then into high school. So one of the things, kids at this age, around 12, 13, need to start feeling a sense of autonomy. And part of that is actually asking the kids, what would you like them to do? For example, if there's a field trip opportunity, actually saying, do you want me to attend this field trip? And some kids will continue to want their parents to be involved, and some kids are starting to pull away from that, and they want separation and their own autonomy. What's most important is that parents are still very aware of who the friends are of their kids, what they're doing after school, and doing whatever they can to monitor that. Most parents these days are doing that by cell phones, by checking in with their kids, having rules set about where they're going, who they're with. Parents still could be involved in the broader aspects and should be involved in the broader aspects of school as well. They just may not be as involved in the classroom as they were with their kids in elementary school.
Davis-Keene is an associate professor of psychology and an associate research professor at the Institute for Social Research.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.